here's a story from The World.
Brazil is grappling with its second wave of the coronavirus. Only the U.S. and India have more reported cases. Despite the dire situation in Brazil, people have been flocking to the famous beaches for one of the country's biggest tourist seasons. As Michael Fox reports from southern Brazil, that is raising concerns that the COVID situation is only going to get worse.
On New Year's Day, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro went for a swim. In a video posted on his Facebook page, he dives into the water with several security guards from a boat just off the coast of Praia Grande, a top vacation spot in São Paulo. Supporters cheer. They're in the water in front of him, stretched out along the beach. The crowd is huge, no masks. He swims toward them. They amass around him as he arrives, chanting his nickname, Legend. It's a near-perfect metaphor for Bolsonaro's relationship with the pandemic. Blatantly disregard social distancing as cases spike. Last week, there were more than 1,000 deaths 3 days in a row. The death rate is expected to hit 200,000 this week, second only to the United States. But it hasn't dampened the holiday vacations in Brazil. Beaches have been packed. Even as some official New Year's celebrations were canceled or toned down, it hasn't stopped the parties. In this video shared over Twitter, a crowd of hundreds of partygoers dance before a huge sound system in the early dawn. All night, end-of-the-year parties and raves like this were held at beaches up and down the coast. At the more remote Açores beach on the island of Florianópolis, things are more subdued. But families still line the beach. Children play in the water. By 10 a.m., it's loaded with people. Luis de Barros and his wife arrive early to beat the crowds. Their orange umbrella is set back from the mass of people just down the beach. Luis wears a mask.
O pessoal está em restaurante, o pessoal está indo em academia, o pessoal está indo em balada, o que é uma coisa inadmissível, né?
He says, people are going to restaurants, they're going to gyms and to parties, which is just unthinkable. It's controversial that we're at the beach and saying this, but we've tried to do what we can to maintain a healthy social distance so we can enjoy the sun a little without hurting others. Researchers say the forecast for the pandemic in Brazil is not good. Larissa Brusa is a biotechnologist who is finishing her PhD in genetics and molecular biology at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul. She says, we're seeing that in January and February, the situation is going to get worse. Deaths are going to increase. We now have a greater number of cases than what we had in August and September, which we thought had been the highest peak. People have lost their fear of the pandemic, so they're increasingly doing what they should not. Local governments have also been reluctant to mandate greater restrictions and miss out on the high tourist season. The state of Santa Catarina, where Florianópolis is located, has permitted hotels to run at full capacity, despite rising cases and legal action from state prosecutors. Brusa says the problem is that the federal government is not handing down clear direction, so the governors of each state end up having to decide alone, and often they don't make the most adequate decision. That creates confusion, and it also destroys the population's confidence in the authorities. The same confusion is playing out over coronavirus vaccines. Despite a long history leading Latin America in science and health, Brazil has yet to approve a vaccine. The federal government still has no official start date for its vaccination campaign. Some Brazilians don't want one. That's Bolsonaro ally and conservative São Paulo State Representative Douglas Garcia. He's speaking to supporters at a protest against a December Supreme Court decision mandating COVID-19 vaccines for all Brazilians. Bolsonaro has repeatedly said he would not be getting a vaccine because he already had the virus. During a recent speech, he made comical claims about the effect the vaccinations could have on the body. He said, if you turn into a crocodile, it's your problem. If women grow beards and men start to talk with high voices, the pharmaceutical companies say it's not their fault. There's nothing worse than messing with people's immunological systems. Melanie Fontes Dutra is a biochemist and one of the coordinators of the COVID-19 Analysis Network. She says Bolsonaro and other leaders are playing politics while they should be taking action.
Na verdade, o mundo inteiro está buscando doses e lotes.
She says everyone in the world is looking for batches of vaccines from these companies that have been approved. And the longer we wait to close these agreements, the further back in the line we will end up. Some Brazilian states have pushed forward with their own vaccination plans, infuriating Bolsonaro. São Paulo Governor João Dória has already acquired nearly 11 million doses of the CoronaVac vaccine from the Chinese company Sinovac. The state says it plans to start vaccinating in 3 weeks, but CoronaVac has yet to be approved by the Federal Health Regulatory Agency. New Year's celebrations are over, and Carnival has been postponed in Rio de Janeiro for the first time in 100 years. But the country is just now heading into summer, and despite growing cases, lockdowns and harsh social restrictions are but a distant memory. Brazilians are likely to feel the impact in the coming months. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil. From PRX.